The scripture passage that Brannon just read for us is one that I've always had a hard time understanding. Did you listen to the words? Jesus is speaking to the disciples. He says to them, "If you believe in me, you will be able to do the works that I do. And not only that, but even greater works than these will you do." I've always had a problem with that. I remember reading that passage saying, there's no way in the world that I can do what Jesus did. Much later, greater works than these. So what does this mean? I had a retired minister a number of years ago who gave me a new perspective. He said, remember who Jesus was talking to. This is the 14th chapter of John's Gospel. We associate that most often with the opening words, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Jesus is in the upper room. He's just told the disciples that he's leaving them. And he also commissions them. And he tells them, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go forth and do the good works that I have done, and even greater works will you do. The retired minister said, think about this. He's speaking to a group collectively. He's not talking to one individual. He's talking to the disciples. And the disciples would commission more disciples. And together they would form the church. And when you look at what the church can do collectively, all of us working together, then we can do even greater works than Jesus was able to accomplish on his own when he was on the earth. And I think about our church. And I want to say a special word of gratitude to Brannon and to Margaret Ann and William and Mark, because they have opened our eyes this morning. I learned something new, and I'm sure you did as well. Our church is already doing great things, but we can do much greater works than these. And here's the example. Down front, we have this 5-gallon plastic jug that came from Crisis Ministry. Crisis Ministry has done this Pennies from Heaven campaign for the last few years. And I want to tell you something. Last year, when it was time to turn this in, I could pick it up with one hand because we only had about that many. LeGrand, you were probably embarrassed to take that down. I hope you didn't tell them it came from First Baptist Church, because it really was. I looked at that. I said, oh, my soul. It's an embarrassment. But for those of you listening on the radio, this 5-gallon jug is almost full. Now, we have one more Sunday, so we can fill it up. There is no way I can pick that up. There's no way, because it is, I don't know how much this thing weighs, but it is full of pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters, and I even see a $20 bill thrown in. What's the difference? It's simply this. Number one, there has been an urgency associated with this campaign, because we know in our community that Crisis Ministry is in crisis. You've read the article in the newspaper. We pointed that out. We said Crisis Ministry needs our help. And so we responded with a sense of urgency. I want to tell you something. There is an urgency about the works that we need to be doing in this community. I had a situation this week. A little girl told an adult, my little brother gets cold at night, and I have to hold him close so he won't freeze. This was those nights that got down into the teens. And she said, well, what do you mean? She found out they live in a trailer and they don't even have heat in the house. Right here in Davidson County. I was made aware of this situation on Thursday. We responded. A number of other people responded. And last night that family had heat in their house. Betty McMahon can tell you from working at the Salvation Army that these angels up here are just the tip of the iceberg. The needs in this community are overwhelming. The darkness that surrounds us permeates this community. There is an urgency for the message of light and hope and love. So there should be a sense of urgency as we give. The second thing is, we made this a priority. We might have mentioned it a couple of times last year, but boy, we've put it front and center. And you see the difference that it's made. We made this a priority. If Jesus Christ is Lord of our life, there is nothing more important in our life than our commitment to Him and His church. And if we believe that, every aspect of our life, including our financial commitment, will be a number one priority to Christ and His church. We need to make it a priority. And this is a great example of what we can all do working together. From the little children, and children leading the way, that's very biblical, isn't it? From the children who put a few pennies in every Sunday, to some of you who have gone back in your closets and come with a big package of pennies. We've had large gifts and small gifts, and almost every Sunday my pocket is emptied by kids who say, I need another quarter to put in, and so I don't have anything left. But you know, if we work together, and if every single one of us will do what we can do even greater works than these for the cause of Christ. In just a moment, Brannon is going to tell us where increasing our gifts by a small amount can make a huge difference in this community. Jesus said, if you believe in me, you will not only do the works that I do, but greater works than these. At this season of Thanksgiving, we're also blessed. God has blessed us in so many ways. Let us respond with hearts of gratitude and celebration and thanksgiving. Thanks be to God for His inexpressible gift, Jesus Christ, our Lord.